University. You know, my just to tell you how goofy I can be, you know, my exposure to Minot, obviously the Dome, the football field, coming here for certain athletics and seeing that and knowing people on campus a little bit. I was here close to, you know, the graduation once. And, of course, Burdick Job Corps, I came by, and one time I got a tour from Tom Seymour, a little bit of the campus. But I never got to see it like I did yesterday. I never got to see it like I did yesterday, and I have to tell you, just an absolutely gorgeous campus that continues to reinvent and improve itself. I'm sitting with the president of Minot State University, Dr. David Fuller. Dr. Fuller, good to have you on News and News.
Great to be with you.
You have to be proud of this.
Very proud.
There's a revolt outside. You know that, right? I mean, you apparently you have thoughts of retiring. They don't like that here. They want you to stay.
Well, that's really assuring. That's nice of them. This is a great place to work, and I feel very much a part of a fine tradition. So, yeah, I appreciate their interest.
Well, but I think a big part of that is because there's doers, you know, and you are a doer. I mean, I look at the campus, and you didn't let grass grow under your feet. I mean, you must be pretty proud of some of the things you did. Walk people through an example of what Minot State University was like just last week.
Sure, I will. I mean, this happens quite often, but last week we had a Future Palooza event, which brought in hundreds and hundreds of kids from local high schools to talk to people from their careers about what they can do when they go to school. We had the Knotstock event, which is an event that shows people arts and creative activities, people reading poetry, and that too brings kids from other high schools and elementary schools to our campus. Just, it was rich and full. Obviously, we had a great football game on Saturday.
Triple overtime.
Yeah, triple overtime.
Visiting with Scott Cattell last night. I think his voice is still hoarse.
Yeah, it was. Mine is too. It was just from yelling it. And then after the game, there was this great fireworks display. Very proud. Our marching band, which we reinstated, which is a beautiful marching band. We're very proud of that. And then to top that off, on Sunday, we had an opera on campus, the Marriage of Figaro. And, you know, but you think about what a college does or a university does, that shows you the richness of a place like this. And you know, to be a president on a school like this, it really makes you feel very proud of what we do.
There's another something that I want to tell you that I noticed in the little bit of time I've been here since yesterday and today is your faculty really is known by and embraces the students that they serve. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are. Everybody's saying hi to each other, giving hugs to each other, giving high fives to each other.
Right.
People know each other here.
We do. And our little tagline, be seen, be heard, you know, it's a marketing tagline. But what it does, it reflects what we do. We listen to students. We look them in the eyes. We help them. We support individual students. And that's what makes this place a great place.
Yeah, and I think it's working. I want to walk through some of this. Swain Hall remodeled into a teacher education and human performance building, a remodeled student center, new food services, which, by the way, way cool. Yeah. I walked through there. Student government offices where students can actually access it, you know, where it shows that you truly believe student government matters. The Beaver Dam's all fixed up, looking good. You know, a new student wellness center. Yeah. Talk to people just about the student wellness center and the investment students are making in that.
Well, when I started in 2004, there were people who kept showing me this old wellness center with weights, and the Student Government Association kept saying we need a better wellness center. And you know, and we kept working on that, and then the students stepped up with their own fees to support the building of that center. It's a beautiful place. It's full. It keeps students here. It focuses on wellness and health. Anyway, really neat place. It's got a climbing wall, and it looks out on our football field.
Yeah, it's all tied together.
Yeah, it's all tied together.
You can go from one to the other, to the Dome, to the, you know, it all flows incredibly well. I got to visit with Marv Simrow and Teresa Loftusness, and, you know, they are big advocates, as you know, for your campus.
Right.
And, you know, walking through it all, the one thing that Teresa stressed is the students believed in it so much. You know, even they paid it forward. Some of the kids that didn't get to use it invested in it because they wanted their alma mater to have that for the next generation.
Yeah, there were comments from our student government leaders who said, we'll never be able to appreciate this or do it, but we think it's so important for Minot State that we're willing to approve that fee, which I think was very heartening.
Yeah, I think so, too. The other thing is new football turf, stands for football stadium, new press box. Scotty's smiling already. Some triple-decker thing. You're going to put them on the lowest deck, right?
Right.
Don't put them high. But there's a new press box with concessions and spectacular suites. I mean, this is just a sign of something alive, and I think this needs to be pointed out because it wasn't that many years back Minot went through a tough year, you know, and you sit on the edge of that river here.
Right.
And yet this campus didn't let it slow you down a bit. In fact, you've got students sticking out of your ears here.
Well, we're doing well. And, you know, during that bad time, we said we're going to help the community make it through this. We opened our doors to everybody. I'm very proud of how this school stepped up to volunteer and to welcome people in, allow our National Guard to stay in the dorms. It was a very serious, devastating event, but at least Minot State was able to contribute.
Well, and one of the reasons that I told Teresa that I wanted to come up here was the big event going on this weekend. You've got 100 years of service to students in this region, and you're holding a big centennial community block party. Tell me what's going to happen here.
Well, it's going to bring – we're going to open it up to everybody in the community, and we're going to serve them food. We're going to have things for kids to play. We're going to have our faculty and staff be a part of it. It is truly a party to celebrate 100 years of a great tradition. And it goes back even to our first president, Crane, who said, our responsibility is to serve – and serve. And, you know, from that time when he made that comment, even up to today, I still refer to that comment and know that our responsibility is to serve our community and our state, and we do it well.
I want to talk to you about this while I have the opportunity. I was in a discussion the other night with someone who, and this is no, he's probably listening now, and this is not a slam on decisions that they've made in their life or not, but I was saying that no matter what college debt my daughters came out with and what institutions they attended, that college degree is still worth its value. That in a place like North Dakota right now, where you can easily go in the oil patch and make a lot of money in a short period of time, I still, if my kids were of that age, I would still tell them, go to college, get that degree. And I think people need to hear your attitude on some
of this. I'm glad you mentioned that, because it does provide good financial security throughout one's life. You know, and the other thing is that a college degree, a college experience, will help them become much better citizens, to support their communities, support others, to know how to participate in our democracy. What it does is really creates a good sense of what we should do to contribute to the common good. And that's what colleges do. And sometimes that's forgotten about what we do to train students and train them to grow and train them to succeed and help others. And, and that's what we do.
There's that networking of knowing people. Last night, you know, when you come to town, you call people. So I called Cousin Andy and got a chance to visit with Andy Heitkamp, who works with your football program here. And I called Scott Cattell, and we ran into Bill Deutsch, who attended the University of North Dakota but is working out of this area and knows everybody in Minot. These guys start dropping names. And I didn't know all these names, but it was like, who knew more people, this, that, oh, and this ties to that. And pretty soon we're almost playing the Kevin Bacon game. College does that. These are all networks for potential and future employment.
That's right. Well, Minot State is, you know, you mentioned the networking. We are a collection of alumni and people who know us, who depend on us for our cultural events, depend on us to train their students. We are much more than just going into a class and doing a class and leaving. We create a culture for students. And I think that's what's important for people, to, if they don't necessarily understand what universities and colleges do, to come and visit, to be a part of our culture a little bit, come and attend some of our cultural events. Then they'll feel what happens on university campuses.
There is no one who could come to this campus and see what's happened here and not understand and appreciate the job you
Thank
and your
you.
Team has done.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming on, and have a great 100th birthday.